Okay, today I got a question from a subscriber, and he goes, the subject is good question for you. So when I saw that he has a good question for me, I was instantly like, oh, this is probably a good one. He knows how to stand out by telling me directly that this is a good question. So he goes, hey, Casey, how to approach online dating since women have way too many options? Question mark. Do you have a science? Question mark. Thanks. So I'm going to take this video at a different sort of pace and cadence than probably my other ones. And the reason being is because this is probably a hard message for me to convey, but this is like my true internal beliefs amongst online dating and what I am constantly thinking of doing, or what I am constantly thinking of expressing with every single video that I make, is how can I basically go against the grain, right? Or how can I basically invert or twist majority of what other people are doing. Now, the biggest reason why I think this way is because I feel when the herd is going this way, okay, think of online dating, majority of men are using online dating. So I would consider this the herd, right? The herd of cattle, right? But what tends to happen when the herd goes one way is they typically all fall off the cliff. Right, that everyone has seen the meme or the picture of all the buffalo or the cattle or the herd going one way and then they fall off the cliff. So what I like to think about is I'm just like, okay, when everybody's doing something, that is probably a good reason not to fucking do it. Okay, so just take this with me, because I'm gonna break this down from a few different angles, because I try to actually, to the best of my ability, practice what I preach as well. When I was growing up, okay, I saw everybody go to college. I was like, okay, we're definitely not doing that. We need to find a way to make some fucking money. Then I was like, okay, I saw everybody doing, you know, a lot of these weird trends on the internet where they would do all this shit to try to gain attention. I was like, okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do these weird reaction videos. I'm not going to analyze other people's shit. I'm going to fucking just do what I'm good at and buckle down into one thing. So like what I try to do is I try to be as big of a contrarian as possible. And I always try to invert my own thinking. And I say, if all the men are doing this, how can I do this to stand out in every way, shape, and form? Now, to answer your question on online dating, because I am not trying to be like long-winded where I give you some bullshit answer. I'm trying to actually like get you to understand the fundamental concept in theory first. Let's re-watch this or re-listen to this. Good question for your video. How to approach online dating since women have way too many options. Do you have a science? Question mark. Thanks. Okay, the first piece that we're going to be breaking down is the problem, which is the middle of the sentence. The problem that you just said to me is women have way too many options. Okay, so first of all, you need to think of it this way. If the problem that you're solving for is that women have way too many options, the chances of you beating that game of online dating is virtually slim to none, okay? If you think about what online dating is going to be heavily reliant on, it's going to often be very good looks, okay? Genetic outliers are going to stand out big time on social media or on online dating. If you're 6'5", if you have shredded six-pack abs, if you have a wild social life and you can convey that through certain photos so you can give women like a taste of what your lifestyle might be like, you could go that way. But once again, you said, do I have a science for this? And my science is to go against the grain. So I'm going to be explaining what I mean in a second. The chances of you winning at online dating when there's you're competing against every guy who's using online dating, which means you're going to be going against guys who may be tall, guys who may be good looking, guys who know how to take good pictures, guys who know how to flex a lot of status. But the problem you're going to run into is even all of those guys, all of those attractive men, even to women, eventually all those guys are going to start to look the same. Eventually, she's going to go through that Rolodex of options. Stick with me here. Think about this. Eventually, let's actually like try to get inside the brain of a woman or the mind of a woman for a second. Eventually, she's going to be sitting there on online dating, going through all of these Rolodex of options, and she's going to say, well, this guy's good looking, but so is he. And she's going to say, well, this guy has really good pictures and looks like he can flex status, wealth, or money, but this guy looks like he's got a Bentley or a Mercedes too. This guy's an accountant and a high level whatever, but this guy, he kind of is too. And you know what happens is they get confused. And then you know what happens is she feels validated laying in bed at night, seeing all 20 options of the attractive men texting her first, and she can sleep soundly like a baby, knowing that she's validated and she's wanted and she's desired. And then here's what happens too. She doesn't have to go out on a single date with fucking any of them. All she has to do is get to lay in bed at night and know that she's desired. The validation, the attention. So let's break this down one more time. Okay. You say how to approach online dating since women have way too many options. If you believe in your heart of hearts that women have way too many options, how do you solve for this? You solve for this by going against the grain. So how to approach online dating. If you're wondering this and this is the problem that you're solving, I would potentially recommend to not use online dating and actually look at the psychology of female nature and of women. So what do we know about women? Women are easily led by their emotions, okay? As soon as she's hellbent on one guy, as soon as she likes one guy, as soon as she falls in love with one guy, as soon as one guy starts winning her over, and one guy, this is all it takes one guy slowly working into her brain, okay? It takes one guy working into her subconscious. The way that her emotions are wired, she fixates on him. She starts to gravitate towards him. She starts to think about him only. And then all of a sudden, he might not even be the best looking guy. He might not even be the most attractive out of all the options in her inbox. But what happens is he was able to lead her emotions. This guy could be shorter than some of the guys she sees on the internet. This guy could be worse looking sometimes. But the thing that he was able to do was lead her emotions. And there's only one way to do this, and this is specifically through masculine energy. So now we're going to solve for this problem again. You say women have far too many options. Well, if we know that women are easily led by their emotions, the real problem that we should be solving for is if the herd of cattle or if the herd is going this way, and if you follow what every other man is doing, every other man is probably headed off like the cliff, or they're going the wrong direction, right? I'm trying to use an analogy. Think of the herd going the wrong direction and falling. That is probably the route that men are going to be going. Now, take this a step further. Why would men be going that direction? They're going that direction with online dating because deep down, majority of men are extremely sad, scared, and insecure. So think about this for a second. The reason why they're probably using that method of online dating is because they can't talk to women on the front end. They can't approach. They can't start a new conversation. They can't get a woman to like them just by being themselves. So what they're struggling with is actually conveying confidence. They are struggling with conveying masculine energy. And what they're especially scared of is rejection and saying the wrong things in the eyes of a woman. So what I would do if I were you is I would be asking myself, instead of how to win at online dating, I would say, how can I win at thinking differently than 99.9% of all other men, so I am so much an outlier to the point in the way that I carry myself, I can't help but gain attention. I can't help but gain recognition. And pretty soon she starts to view you as this is just the type of guy who is this way. So let me give you an example. If you are wondering how to approach online dating, I would say you don't. I say you take a step back and you say, why do I want to use online dating as my method of choice? And what this really boils down to for most men is they don't realize this, but online dating is a buffer. It is a buffer against social rejection, okay? It is something in the middle. It is a block, and the block is against rejection, right? The block is against social humiliation if she says, I don't want to go out with you. The buffer or the block against the rejection is actually you not having to feel your heart rate go up when you go approach that girl in real life. It's a buffer, or it is something against you not turning flush in the face if you're nervous to talk to her and blushing. What you're really asking me is, how do I not feel the pain that I need to go through and that you know you need to go through of talking to new women, of approaching new women, of starting new conversations, okay? Simply to use a method that is not necessarily optimal to get women in the first place. Why is it not optimal? Because 99% of men are not genetic outliers. 99% of men don't have a wild social life, or they don't have wild ability to captivate status or wealth through pictures. So what you have to do is you have to get crafty. If you're smart and you understand that women are led by their emotions, what you should be saying is, how do I effectively captivate their emotions quicker and at a better pace than majority of all other men? And the way you do that is through approaching. So when you say, do you have this down to a science? Yes. The first thing, you want to use inverted thinking. When everybody thinks a specific way, I try to think opposite. Now, the second thing that blends into is your identity is contrarian, which means you think in reverse. Okay, contrarian thinking means like you think different than all of the other people, or you think all different than all of the other men. The third thing that you have to do then is you have to say, how do I effectively spike emotions? How do I effectively use words, tonality, things that make her giggle, things that make her laugh? How do I effectively do this in a way where she's going to be drawn to me? Now, to actually answer your question directly, what I would recommend you doing is just get good at a simple routine or a simple story or something simple to captivate and to spark arousal or to spark attraction or to spark desire. I'll give you two examples of things that I've done in the past that work super well. The dynamic that I like to use if I go out or if I'm at a house party is I just like to use the husband-wife dynamic as quick as possible. If I'm at a pool party and everybody is, everyone's out talking, there's a girl, let's say she's in a social group, or let's say she's talking to a bunch of men, you walk up and you can say, why are you cheating on me? I want my ring back, right? This, and I'm not saying to steal my lines. I'm not trying to say this is the magic way to do talking. This is the magic line. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying have something that's congruent to you. Me, what's congruent to me is I like to make jokes about the wife and husband dynamic. The sooner I can implement that, the sooner a lot of times I can get the right dynamic going where it no longer feels like game and it no longer feels transactional. It's like this is actually a thing and maybe we like each other. I try to lean into that. Okay. The second thing that I like to do sometimes, I'll put up a picture of what I was wearing a week ago. I had these stupid hard eyes glasses that were like $2 that I got when I was out. And I got these glasses from this dude from London, and he had this accent, and he was with this girl who had these hard eyes glasses on, and I was like, you know, I want these, I'll do anything, I'll pay anything. And this is the tone I was talking to. I'm like, I'll pay any money. I have $400 right now. I will Venmo you right now. And she's like, oh, that's too much, blah, blah. She's drunk. And I go, and she goes, I'll do 40. Well, she'll do $40. So what do? I get out the Venmo. She gives me the glasses. She's been drinking. She runs off. I don't have to pay anything. Well, then I got these glasses on. So then the whole bar that night, there's like four or five people coming up to me. Now I have a story. I was like, you wouldn't believe this. This girl, she was going to get $40. And then guess what? She didn't. And she ran off. And then pretty soon there's people laughing. And then I wasn't even necessarily trying to run into a routine. That's just how it happened. And there was one group of women that I was talking to. And then all I did was tell them the story about the glasses. The girl goes, I like him. Okay, so it was low effort. It was not try hard. I didn't need to wear Louis Vuitton. I didn't need to wear a $200,000 Rolex to act like I'm some hotshot. $2 hard eyes glasses worked better than any of the other shit that majority of people were trying to do with their alpha demeanor and whatever you want to talk about. Okay, so to answer your question, if you need to get better at talking to women, start to run a story, start to run some sort of routine, start to run something that's congruent with you and your personality. Okay, and the worst thing that you can do is try to emulate other people. So if you watch this dude who has dating content and you start to try to talk like him, you're doing it wrong. If you watch my dating content and you start to carry your vocal tone and your cadence like I do, you're gonna fail. You have to actually get congruent with who you are. So that's how I would handle online dating. I would run the opposite way. I would get good at running the opposite way, and I would lean into more of who I am. So that way there's full congruency, and that way it's like you're a man's man who makes your own decisions. If you like this video, hit the like button, comment and subscribe. And truthfully, for those of you who watch this video end to end, like, this is why for the past 4 years, I have been talking about MBT, masculine behavioral techniques, because for the past 4 years, as I've been talking about that, if you copied those dating techniques, if you copied masculine behavioral techniques into your dating life, a lot of these problems that you're wondering, a lot of these things that you're asking would have been solved a long time ago. Because inside of that, I teach you how to actually make like authentic, real human-to-human connections with masculine to feminine dynamic, so you don't have to do a lot of these things that majority of all other men, 99% of dudes, are doing. I want you to be able to think differently and apply things differently so you get results at a quicker pace. So be sure to go down below, click that webinar link, and actually watch that full-length presentation that I made for you. We'll see you in the next one.